Stay tuned for the Alltel Pit Reporters tonight at 10, right after North Sound Racing.
Safest guys in the joint are the ones at the front of the pack right now, from about 10th on back. Three wide, bouncing off each other, changing lanes. The fact that nobody's wrecked yet is a bit of a miracle. They're headed for three.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts, and on the web on courtesy of Sam Blasters Incorporated. And we are continuing our visit with a couple of legends from Evergreen Speedway. And we also brought in a guy who, when it's all said and done, will be considered a legend out there at the Super Speedway of the West. John Zaretsky joins us as his dad, Carl, is here. Vern Dietz is with us. And gentlemen, again, it's just an absolute pleasure to have you guys take time out of your busy schedules. I know Vern and Rick have been working on a brand new Indy-style car, figure eight car, coming up, and John's got his deal going. And John, let's ask you a couple questions here about the impact, and I know what the impact is that your dad Carl has had on your career.
Oh yeah, you know, well, it's been huge. I went to the racetrack, you know, 6 weeks old, and went every weekend since then. And, you know, it's kind of, this is the toughest time for me in my life, is like when you get to this stage, is like we're about a month away, month after race season's over, and Saturday comes, and I'm standing there on Saturday morning, and I don't know what to do, so I just go to the racetrack and start start working on race cars some more, so.
Now, Carl, tell us what it's like. I mean, you've been with John every step of the way from his start. Was there some apprehension when John decided that this is what he wanted to do, was to go out and tackle Evergreen Speedway and other tracks around there? Did you have any doubts about his ability when he climbed up behind the wheel? Oh, here, let me turn you on. There you go.
He's always been, as far as I'm concerned, a racer.
Uh-huh.
Meant to be a racer.
And what did you, it's kind of a tough question, but he was kind of born that way, wasn't he?
I think he was kind of, he was stuck there. He had no choice.
When it came time, when he was growing up, and you know, you tried football, baseball, basketball, all the sports, was he out there from the minute he could walk, helping you work on race cars?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
he was there. Every time you turn around, there he was. You'd say, go in the house. You turn around, there he was. It's no keeping track of him. He was just wanted to be involved from day one.
Yeah. And John, let's flip the coin now. Are you kind of like shooing your dad out of the race shop?
No, you know, my dad's been one of my best friends for a long time, and sometimes we don't always see eye to eye on either A, how we should set the race car up, A, how we should build it, how we should drive it. You know, my fondest story is, and I tell this story quite a bit, and people don't believe it, but I never wanted to be a race car driver, and I still really don't want to be a race car driver. I enjoy building race cars and working on them, and you know, and I race my cars today because everybody else is worried about crashing race cars, so I don't do real well as a car owner, because I'm okay with crashing race cars, whether they're mine or somebody else's or whatever, as long as we're trying to win races. But you know, my dad is one of the most pleasant human beings in the world today, but it wasn't always that way. And he was kind of an ornery old gruff, and I just wanted to work on my dad's race cars for the rest of my life. And I turned 16 years old, and my dad and my brother and my mom bought me my first race car from Greg Scott, who's a legend in figure eight racing himself, and it was a bomber car, and I didn't want to be a race car driver. It just is, I got a race car, and I got the opportunity to do what I wanted to do on my own race car, and nobody was going to get to tell me how to do it. So it was kind of just the ability to get to work on a race car all the time. So I thought I was going to be my dad's crew chief for, you know, the rest of my life. So to end up here and to end up, you know, standing in the room with Vern and my dad and you guys, and it ends up being a great time. And I mean, it, you know, and somebody says veteran, and You know, and I start looking around, you know, I start looking around for Vern and my dad and Bob Fox and Lee Daly. And somebody said veteran at the racetrack last year. And I said, I'm not a veteran. They said, well, you've been racing for 20 years. And I said, well, I can remember when me and Ricky Dietz were running around under the grandstands in junior fear. And, you know, the only time we actually wanted to go and watch races was when our dads were racing. So, you know, it certainly doesn't feel like it. You know, these guys' era certainly isn't over. You know, Vern races, you know, all the time. I know he's got some issues that he's working on, you know, his shoulder and stuff. And he's going to be back in a race car. And my dad, he wants to get in a race car all the time. I think he's going to run the Hornet race in January. And I got to keep telling my dad, you know, you're not 16 anymore.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I've had the opportunity to watch all three of these people for a long, long time. And Carl has asked me probably 100 times, you know, John will do something goofy on the racetrack. And what's wrong with that boy? You know, what's wrong with him? And I said, you know, the truth is the apple didn't fall far from the tree. And one of my favorite Carl Zaretsky stories was after his figure eight days, when he was on the oval, and, you know, he was kind of the king dog, and he was out there one night racing against Kelly Tanner. And as usual for a Zaretsky, you know, they trading a little paint, that's all fun and part of it. And I think Carl ended up off of turn three going the wrong direction from a courtesy move of Mr. Tanner. So Carl waits for him. Tanner drives by, and, of course, Carl takes a shot at him with a race car, kind of hits him, half misses him, whatever. But anyhow, I'm promoting the deal at the time, so I got both of them in the office, and I'm explaining to him how this is going to be. And I said, Carl, in my left hand is a part of your anatomy, and Kelly, in my right hand is a part of your anatomy, male part. And if either one of you screw up in the future, I'm going to own you. It's over, you know. Carl's like, okay, I'm wrong, whatever. Next week wins the trophy dash, and, of course, you know, they're booing him, they're cheering him, whatever. And Mr. Zaretsky, being the colorful person he is, I think says to the grandstands, I'd like to apologize to my family. I'd like to apologize to my sponsors and everyone who helps me. And for those of you who are booing me, you're my inspiration for racing. And, of course, it rained down after that. So, you know, Carl was a very, very good racer. But he, too, he'd do whatever he needed to do to win. And, you know, Vern was as smooth as silk in a figure eight car. And like we were talking a little bit before we came back on the air, a figure eight race changes in just a matter of seconds. And that was a guy who made it happen. And to me, I can watch a race, I don't care what kind of race it is, and I see poetry. I see my ballet out mm-hmm. there. And these guys are, John's right. They're heroes. And I appreciate everything that they've had and brought to our sport.
Vern, who's the best you've ever seen?
Myself.
Very nice. Okay, how about best racer?
Probably in the figure eight division.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably two of them in my book, and one of them is here with us, Carl, of course. But Lee Daly was probably awful, awful good.
Yeah, yeah.
In all the divisions that he chose to race in. He taught me a lot in my earlier career, you know, the smoothness and the attitude and a lot of the things, you know, that it takes to be a winner, be a champion. You know, I'm one of those guys that I'm kind of a hothead, and I a lot of times let things anger me that probably shouldn't, but, you know, I guess that's part of figure eight racing and how you were raised and stuff. But Lee taught me a lot about the, you know, the anger management, so to speak. Very talented.
Carl, what about you? Who's the best you ever raced with?
That I raced with?
Yeah.
Bob Fox.
Yeah.
Probably one of the... I really admired the guy. At the time, when I started racing oval track, I thought, if I could just only run with him,
mm-hmm.
would be, you know, all of a sudden, bango, there he is. Now. Oh, man.
Yeah, we had Bob on the show a couple months ago. And, you know, he brought up John's name. He asked specifically how John was doing and what type of season he was having. And you know, he asked about you. So he brought up a lot of cool names around there. But a lot of guys that I've talked to, when I ask them that question, they bring up a couple of guys. One is Rob Holden. That name comes up as somebody a lot. The best that they've ever seen. And then, like you mentioned, Bob Fox as well. What about the best, not necessarily that you've raced against, and it's okay to answer John as well, but the best you've seen, you've watched?
I think John's probably one of the best that I've watched.
And you I've
gets carried away sometimes.
I've made it known numerous times. I mean, thankfully, doing what we are able to do, I don't really have to pay to go into a racetrack, but I'd pay, I've said it many times, I'd pay to watch John race because, you know, like you said, you never, the unpredictability of John in a race car, and I'm sure probably a lot of people felt the same way about you, you know, the ability, that, when you guys are in these cars, your ability to think and to plot and to still go fast, still pass cars, still, you know, do whatever you need to win the race, it just amazes me. And it was good to see it passed down because, you know, both of you certainly did it.
I think mostly I just enjoy watching now because I don't agree with how they make cars go fast the way they set them up now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they do it. They do.
Yeah. Is that why John mentioned that you two kind of get into discussion sometimes about, you know, the way John wants it set up versus what you think it should be?
I think a lot I have just kind of given up thinking he's going fast, so why even attempt it?
Yeah. So get the itch to get back behind the wheel? I know, like John mentioned, you're going to go Hornet racing, but...
I would like to get a new car of his caliber and just hot lap it or...
Yeah.
Just to see what it's like to have a car that has no springs, no shocks, or whatever you want to call it. See why it goes fast.
And Vern, once you get your shoulder taken care of, you're probably going to get back behind the wheel again. I know you come out for, you know, some of the big races you have in the past, and you got plans to get back behind the wheel sometime?
Well, occasionally, not a fixture type of thing. I built a car to take it to Irwindale and that I have now, and had Shane Solon in it driving it for me. As you said, I'm awaiting shoulder surgery, but you know, I really enjoyed something that I created with this whole scenario, and had never thought about being a car owner, or I had thought about being one for my son, but not as having someone else drive for me. And it's really been kind of neat. And, you know, of course the chassis, you know, technology is just incredible. The things that we do now that to make these cars work, you know, I'm an old school guy like Carl and you know, there are things that are basic, but with shocks and springs and sway bars and the things that they have available to them today, for me, I've always liked to learn, you know, this and that, and it's just incredible what we can do now. So I, you know, an occasional drive maybe, but not,
yeah, there you go.
You know, not a. I had my turn in the barrel and was pretty successful at it. So we'll leave it at that.
All right. Well, that's a good place to leave it, gentlemen. Thank you so much, John. Thanks, buddy, for hauling the old man over here.
Yeah, thanks for having all of us.
Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. Carl, it was an honor to meet you, and we'll have you back. And, Vern, you're always welcome here as well. Thank you very much, gentlemen. It's good to have you with us. That's going to wrap it up for that segment. I want to thank Carl Zarebski and Vern Dietz both for coming in. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to visit with Glenn Zachary. We're going to talk with some old-school dirt racing when we come back. This is North Sound Racing on North Sound 1380 KRKO.